So in the last time, we talked about why collaborations are important. Can you tell us some key issues to consider when trying to form a new collaboration?
Well, in the state of Illinois, you definitely would probably find an existing collaboration. So while there are people that form new ones, I would say the first step is try to find out if there's an existing collaboration, meaning are there providers that are already meeting at some point? Are there school districts that are meeting? Are there sometimes social services organizations get together and they're already meeting? And so it might be an opportunity to tap in to see what's existing sometimes before creating a new one. Okay. Maybe it's not your particular sector, and maybe you have to build relationships to kind of be invited in, which that happens. And sectors will kind of group themselves, and then, you know, maybe a bigger one forms or more one that is compromised of the different sectors. But I would say kind of explore to find out if usually there might be a regional office of education that is somehow meeting. Early intervention folks would have what they call a local interagency council who meets. You may have child care providers, early care providers, teachers, school districts that are meeting. And so I would say explore that first. But then if you are getting together to form a new collaboration, I would say, you know, make sure that you identify what the targeted issue is that you're trying to work on, right? Because to get together, just to get together, you know, it's not sometimes the best use of people's time. And so you want to make sure that you have set sort of a pathway or target of where you're going. And you also have to identify who your champions are going to be. You know, who already has some existing relationships that you can build off of, who might already be the experts in this that you can leverage and that are willing to partner up with you to do this. Maybe people don't have funds, but maybe they have meeting space. Is there a meeting space that somebody could offer a group to meet? Sometimes too, like, you might want to think about shared services. And so is organization A, B, or C already doing something that maybe we've identified? Is there an opportunity for a partnership there? And try to find out, really, if you're going to identify a targeted issue, identify some data. People are really big on data. So is there numbers? Are there numbers that people can provide? Is there a school district or is there a foundation that could grant you access to some of this information? And so I really think, you know, it is trying to leverage who's in your community to try to, one, maybe bring credibility to your group, but two, to help connect you to some possible resources. And that could be data, that could be space, it could be maybe in-kind printing or something. And I would say last, really try to map out a plan of how you're going to get your community's input. I think by getting your community's input, you know, you're going to design things and you're going to implement things that you really want to try to solve. And so making a plan of how you're going to engage folks at all sorts of levels and with a lot of diversity, meaning gender, race, employment. I mean, really getting that input and help not only deciding what's going to happen, but maybe possibly even implementing it and giving them a voice in creating that change. And so I think that those are really important elements as a collaboration is going to start to move forward. And really know that you're not the only one that's doing this. There is really a network of people that are doing this really important work. And find out how you can connect to these leaders that are doing it throughout the state. Because what you might hear, others may have heard the same thing. And so definitely find out who else is doing this work and connect with them.
That's great. Great advice. Thank you so much, Edna.
You're welcome.
Please join us as we wrap up the four-part series as Edna shares the impact community collaborations have had on the early childhood field.